Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
That,
you know,
I thought you were about to say.
Oh, no, I just had a realization of something we forgot to talk about yesterday. What? It's a pivot from the Kings, though.
Oh, what you got?
Gold Diggers.
Oh, I'm upset they kind of
You see the rollout video?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that was the problem.
Oh, okay.
The rollout video was the problem.
I didn't see the video.
I believe,
I thought they were just talking about the jerseys and the name in general.
I believe it's been scrubbed from the internet. Let me see. Because we were on the air. I guess it was Friday when it wasn't Friday. It was Thursday. It had to have been Thursday.
Yeah.
By the weekend, that name, there were apologies. And
I was once again, I haven't seen the video. But I was like, oh, I kind of liked it. I like the color scheme. I like, you know, you're a minor league baseball team. Like, yeah, you got to get creative sometimes. I like Gold Diggers.
Oh.
The baseball team.
Man.
And I thought it was what they call it, a different identity or something like that, alternate identity that they were having with the Rivercats. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good idea, but I didn't see the video.
That's why you're not in charge of anything.
Well, if they wouldn't have had the video,
well, I can't find.
Maybe it would have been fine.
I know. Here's a sample of some of the imaging.
Yeah, that's the problem. The actual Sacramento Gold Diggers, the name, that's not the problem. But you accompany it with whatever happened in that video. Well, yeah, now you've got to pivot at this point, because gold digging is a historical thing that happened in Sacramento. Go to Sutter Sport and they'll tell you that.
That name has been overtaken. The term gold digger has been overtaken.
So, understandable, but you're saying because it has, I don't even know if this is pop culture, but because it has taken on a different connotation, I'll just say for argument's sake, in pop culture, you can't acknowledge the historical meaning of what it is? I'm just asking a question.
In my opinion, no, you can't.
Okay. Soren's got it right here. Just call them the gold miners and call it a day.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
It's the same thing.
Sure.
Everyone's happy at that point.
I'm still trying to find the video. I realize it's been... this awful announcing said it's still on the B's web page, but maybe it's not, or maybe our wonderful Odyssey browser is just not equipped to do that. But yeah, that's what popped in my head. That's why I chuckled.
Oh, I like the I really did like the jersey, and I liked everything about the rollout for the uniforms and stuff. But I didn't see the video. I wasn't even aware of the video.
Yeah, it was the video that immediately was the, yep, hey, missed the mark with this one. Sorry, guys. They leaned in to the, all. They didn't focus on the gold diggers.
Yeah.
They focused on the Urban Dictionary use of that word, and it's like, now it's misogynistic. Now you have a problem.
Which is also what they didn't do when they announced the name, right? Like when they announced the name, they talked about all the historical references to Gold Digger, Sacramento being the first place they found gold and all this other stuff. And they completely went away from that in the video, huh?
Yeah.
That's their bad.
They leaned heavy on the Kanye West version. And if you're ever leaning heavy on the Kanye West version, you have failed.
Yes.
Failed miserably. Anyways, back to your Sacramento Kings.
There you go.
They even had Royale, I think, out there tearing up. I don't know if that was Photoshopped or not, but it was funny. They had Royale, like, tearing up the Gold Diggers logo thing. It's like, oh, this is great. What a disaster it's been for mascots and alternative names and all of this stuff here in Sacramento. All right, focus back on the Sacramento Kings. DeMar, so DeMar took more money, which essentially means he's a...
Just wanted to get paid.
Hey, as he should. And the Sacramento Kings had the ability to make that deal. And I'd argue that the DeMar DeRozan deal that they have now was probably easier to move than the Harrison Barnes deal that they had. Or I should say, will be easier to move, even though it's more money than the Harrison Barnes deal that they had.
Yeah.
Harrison, they gave up picks to move off of that deal and help facilitate this trade. They couldn't have landed DeMar DeRozan without this Harrison Barnes trade. So I guess that's the thing I was hung up on. Reading all of the Kevin Durant stuff in the matter-of-fact way in which a Kevin Durant trade is being discussed, I kept reading it. Like, I feel like there, but this is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Nationally, locally.
They were saying it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this is happening. They've been saying this for a month.
Right.
This is happening by everyone who covers the Phoenix Suns. And one, I don't know who's talking about the Sacramento Kings besides us. I didn't even see it on the screen here as part of the game. Maybe they'll wait till tomorrow. But I started thinking, is it an absolute matter of when DeMar DeRozan is traded and not if? And it feels like in our discussions, our discussion sounds like the Kevin Durant discussion nationally. It's just matter-of-factly said, well, yeah, well, DeMar, you could, you know, maybe get a point guard or something. It is talked about as if DeMar DeRozan, who, again, for those that miss this show, and shame on you, you know you're not allowed to miss this show. You lose your job like poor Zabo did. Missed like 10 minutes of the show one time. Is his averages this year are, again, just slightly, not like crazy. They're just above his career averages. When you sign DeMar DeRozan, he literally is doing everything you would hope that he would do this year. Yeah. It just doesn't look, I guess, the way some people expected.
Go ahead, Jesse.
If all money was the same, or let's say everyone had DeMar's contract or whatever, who would you guys move off of? And I guess I'm kind of asking this in part of, like, is DeMar the one to get traded because he's the one who doesn't fit, like he's the problem here? Or is it just because he has an easier contract?
Run that back.
Like, if everyone had, like, if the contracts were all the same, like, which player would you move off?
Oh, got you. Oh.
Because I'm not sure if this is, like, you're moving DeMar because he's the issue.
Yeah.
Or because he has
the contract is good. Yeah.
So I don't know, like, if you're just moving because of contracts, like, how much is that really fixing here?
So there's a good question. We might have to, let's, like, simplify this and do which one. Mm-hmm. If LaVine's contract was the same as DeMar's, would you rather move DeMar or LaVine?
I'd rather move DeMar.
I think I'm with you.
I think Zach he's not as consistent. At least he hasn't been over the time that we've seen him here. But he's a little younger, and I like his offensive ability and versatility more than DeMar DeRozan's.
I'm with you.
I would take my opportunity. I would take my chance with LaVine over DeRozan in that situation. But there are question marks about him too, you know, and question marks about his game and what he's able to do. one of the things about DeMar that you never question is whether or not he's going to be ready for the moment. He may not make the shot or whatever, but he's going to be there. And there, for me, there is some comfort in that, in a guy that's one of my top players, that I know he's not going to shy away from the moment. He's not going to shy away from taking a big shot or anything like that. Zach LaVine has been up and down here in Sacramento, and he's had some personal things going on as well. So I don't want to dismiss that. But, you know, he's had the 5-6 field goal attempt games. And then you talk about that in terms of what it looks like when he is aggressive, and it looks like a completely different player. It looks like a completely different team. And it's just, man, if I could rely on the fact that I knew he was going to be aggressive all the time, it'd be a no-brainer, but I can't rely on that. So that's where maybe I think a little bit more about DeMar DeRozan, but I would go with Zach LaVine.
Did you have someone in mind? Did you have someone you were thinking, or were you just thinking like,
no,
those?
No, because it's just, I don't know if this team is a, hey, let's trade DeMar, like, away for him. All right, like, we're good now.
Okay.
Like, it feels like, that just feels like the simplest thing to do, but I don't know if it's fixing, like, really everything yet, I guess.
Okay. Well, it was Harrison, it was Herter, and now it's DeMar. Mm. They make this deal, you better pick a battleground, because we're running. I mean, I guess you can blame LaVine.
No, they'll blame. We'll.
Like, I think it's beyond blaming one player, is basically too. Like I think you got to make this roster work. Finally, get guys who belong in their roles and just guys who belong. Finally. Mm. I think I saw the report. Mike Budenholzer wanted Bradley Beal to play like Jrue Holiday.
Yeah,
that's great.
Mike Budenholzer's fault. Mm-hmm. Like Bradley Beal is not Jrue Holiday. He's not that type of player.
Well, that's right. What I'm saying. It's
like you can't tell someone to go play like someone who plays completely different than you do. Mm-hmm. Like Jrue Holiday isn't a style of play; it's a player with an elite skill set.
Right.
Brad has his own elite skill set. Man, does this bring this full circle? That you didn't need on that basketball team. That's not what you needed in Phoenix. You needed Jrue Holiday.
100%. But this is where, and we don't have to have the super long discussion again. But if you're Mike Budenholzer and you're getting paid X amount of dollars, I need you to look at the roster you have and put everybody in the best position to make it work. Not try to turn somebody into somebody they're not. That's not good coaching.
No, I completely agree. You know what I mean? And I completely agree.
And this is my thing. Like, the roster is going to be the roster. Sometimes you're going to be in love with it as a coach. Sometimes you're going to hate it as a coach. But your job as a coach that's making $8, $9, $10, $11, $12 million a year is to take what I have as a roster and get everybody in the best position possible for them to be as successful as possible. It's easy, and I'm not even saying it's wrong.
No, you're right.
But it's easy to say, oh, you didn't get me a Jrue Holiday, so I couldn't win. No, you got Bradley Beal, and you find a way to make him work the best you can.
But you find a way to make Bradley Beal work.
Exactly.
Not by turning Bradley Beal into a completely different type of basketball player.
100%.
Yeah, that's bad coaching. That's why that's one of, according to Chris Haynes, 50 reasons Mike Budenholzer was fired. Not just Chris Haynes, everybody reporting on the Mike Budenholzer firing. It wasn't a singular thing. Again, this was one that was sniffed out months ago. It's like, oh, Bud ain't going to make it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many more opportunities Bud's going to get. It'll certainly be a fascinating thing to follow. He obviously did well in Atlanta. He coached the Milwaukee Bucks to a championship, but that style of coach, it's they're few and far between.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Between. And if you're going to coach with that style, one isn't going to do it. You better be Pat Riley.
All right.
And throw a bag of rings on the table.
Be proven.
That's it.
Be proven. Because that.
Other than that, like these players, they're not going to take you seriously.
And even then, that's just a bad move. Like that's just bad decision making as a coach. Like I'm Bradley Beal. I want you to be Drew Holiday. Like, bro, that's not. Stop. What are you doing? Do better. that's what I would say. Do better. Because your solution of saying, I'm going to turn Bradley Beal into Jrue Holiday, that's just a failing thought process. Do better.
We'll come back. We'll talk more basketball. Update on Dame Lillard. Kind of a vague update. And what player has the most to prove in this postseason? We'll talk, man. We'll throw you here with us. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line open. You want to get in? 916-909-1320. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. One loves cutting off a nice commercial conversation more than Jesse Tapia.
Nobody loves talking more during a commercial break than D'Lo and KC.
Or we're the only ones.
That's true. Let's get our man TC in here, 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, bro?
I'm all good. Jesse in the back. Jesse, my dog.
What's up, TC?
Hey, man, so check it out. Hey, so question for all three, y'all, right? And I just, you know, answer truthfully. Actually, it's to be two questions. Oh, one is Kings and one is Niners. Nah, seriously, D-Lo, check it out. So first, Kenny, you answer this one because it's a Niner question.
Okay.
So listen, yes, just simple yes or no. T.J. Watt for Brock.
I'd say no.
Okay, D-Lo?
Man, who's your quarterback then?
That's my thought, like. I think you have to say no. Yeah, he's probably a better player, you know, overall. But
you can't replace
matter.
That position.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they don't have a quarterback.
Steelers first round pick to that, does that make a difference? Because I saw that trade.
The first round pick's like in the 20th. I don't know if I'm getting
first pick and TJ Watt for Brock.
I'm doing that, bro. How you turning that down? A first round and TJ?
Because if you get a quarterback that is less than Brock Purdy, it doesn't matter that you have TJ Watt.
Mm.
It doesn't matter.
Your defense is taking a step up, and your offense is taking a gigantic step back.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan at the quarterback
position. If Jackson Dart is no good, you're up a creek.
I get it, but Brock Purdy's never leading out a Hall of Famer, bro.
No, we know you hate Brock Purdy. It's fine.
Right? So we're just – I'm just saying. But
can we trade T.J. Watt for Kyle Shanahan?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I was just asking. What's your other one, TC?
Hey, so look, check it out. Okay. Now look, go straight. Hey, straight across. Would you do this? Domas for Zion.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Are you saying yeah, like you would, or like?
Yep. If I'm the Sacramento Kings, and I have to go down. I'm going down in a blaze of glory. I'm going down with Zion Williamson if they let me.
I'm going to take Zion, too, because when he's healthy, I think he has more of an impact.
Yep. I will find Pete Youngman. I will find all of Pete's friends. I will hire the single biggest medical team in history.
I think. Oh man!
Can I point something out while you're just painstakingly going through this?
Yeah,
40-42 is their record this year.
Oh, you don't have to. I hesitate because I like Domas a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a hell of a ball player, but you know the argument. I always talk about when others talk about the Chicago Bulls and Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and how we saw that and that didn't work. But you talk about Fox and Sabonis, like they got four championships.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do nothing more than what happened in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it was all falling down, they were a very disappointing 13-18.
Mm-hmm.
They were trending down.
Mm-hmm.
And Sabonis was part of that.
No, I'm not hollering at you.
You don't have to
give it to us. Domantas Sabonis was a part of that. So the notion that, oh, no, you can't trade Domantas. You build around Domantas Sabonis.
When healthy, is Zion Williamson franchise?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%.
The problem is that win is never.
Like you said, you're kind of at a point where it might be time to take a chance.
Yeah, that's the thing. If I'm not going down playing, I'm burn this bitch to the ground. If that's how I die, that's how I die. I will make that deal. This isn't a Luka for Zion Williamson deal. That is a building I won't burn down. I know it's Mike. I like him, but I'll trade Domas for Zion Williamson. And hey, if Zion plays 26 games next year, God damn it, I tried. I don't know what to tell you.
What'd you do?
I tried. He scored 29 and 13 rebounds in all of those games, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
that was a good one, TC.
I'm thinking about the I was just thinking about the lineup, and you got JV, a.k.a. the Nasty Boy,
nope,
at center.
Mm-mm.
You got Zion at the four.
No one ever named him that. Mm-hmm.
Which they've already done before, by the way. You talk about things we've seen before.
It'll be different here, Kenny.
We do.
Hey, that got to the playoffs, though. Who was the center? Zion didn't even play, so it don't matter. I'm about to say, wasn't JV the center when they pushed Phoenix to six? I think he was, but Zion didn't play in that series. That was Brandon Ingram.
I don't think Zion's ever played in the playoffs. Never played in the playoffs.
No, he got hurt in that playing game last year.
Yeah.
So you got those two. You got Keegan at the three, Zach LaVine at the two, and you go find a, maybe in a DeRozan trade, you find a point guard, or you go find another one in free agency. Mm-hmm. Malik off the bench. I think that's pretty solid on paper, at least.
Would you trade Domas for the last couple of years of Kevin Durant's career?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. I had to think about it. Then I said, why am I thinking about this? No disrespect to Domas. But we're talking about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was all NBA player this year.
Yeah. Kevin Durant was.
Like, yes.
Kevin Durant is not the reason that the Suns sucked.
Jacob Z is bugging. Talking about
emphatic no.
That's right, crazy. Man averaged 26 points this year. 26 points, all 6 right, rebounds, man. 4 assists. 52-43-89.
Well, Stephen Brown. KD been losing a lot. What the hell has Domas been doing? This is the thing that I don't understand. You know, especially Stephen Brown. Steve Brown, that's what we call him too, by the way. Especially Steve Brown and others. What the hell was Fox and Domas winning?
We have never called that man Steve Brown.
That's what James called him yesterday. So I'm going to call him Steve Brown.
All NBA but misses playoffs. It's an even swap, though.
Oh, man.
And I like Domas.
Yeah, the difference is KD's like all NBA first team.
Yeah, there ain't no, if this guy gets injured, I think he can get on the third team. No, KD there. KD there.
Oh, man.
KD might be washed, but I'll take my chances.
KD is chances. Not washed.
No, I'm talking about like, next year, just fall off a cliff next year or something.
KD
like
is not falling off a cliff.
I don't think so either, but.
How old KD next year? 36?
Yeah.
30. It'll be 37 when the season, season gets going.
I don't even know. That's a bad job by me for even
Steve
thinking.
Brown.
One of the things that we talked about privately, and we talked a little bit about on the air, is getting into the conversation of what you're paying for what you're getting in return. And what we mean by that is you got Jonas Valanciunas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just the guy, like right here. Like he gets played off the court sometimes because he's slow footed and stuff like that. You would need maybe a little bit more athletic guy, but he can give you 13-7 mm-hmm. on a night for $12 million a year. Is the 19-14, because he's the NBA rebounding leader,
mm-hmm.
is the 19-14
3 years in a row
for $43 million. Is that, nobody's saying it's empty calories, but is that taking you to another level for the price you're paying for it?
Well, regardless of what you're paying for Domas, regardless of what Domas's contract is, that's him as a player is not taking you to another level. he took a 38 win team or a 36 win team or 31, whatever. I don't remember. It was all bad. I think it was 31 Luke's last year. I think all of Luke's years were 31 wins. He's capped out at a 31 win coach. He took that team to another level. But now you're a 40 something win team. Where does that level of player take that version of the basketball team? Mm-hmm. And that I'm not sure. I don't think Domas is in this. We've been over this a million times. As long as Domas is here, this will be a discussion. I don't think Domas is the one. He's not. We'll use the term Jesse was using yesterday. Domas isn't franchise. Mm. He's important to your franchise. Mm-hmm. He's an extremely important component to build around. Domas is very, very good. But when push comes to shove, if tomorrow's game gets dicey in the fourth quarter, your franchise goes and wins you that game. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry goes and wins that game for the Warriors. Anthony Edwards goes and wins that game for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jalen Brunson goes and wins that game for the New York Knicks. LeBron James, Luka Doncic, take your pick. They go and win that game for the Los Angeles Lakers. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Who wins that game for the Sacramento Kings? Probably DeMar or Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. Maybe Keegan. If he was healthy, it could be Malik. But if you made a list over guys who are going to win a vital, a win-or-go-home game for you, where would DeMontis Sabonis be on that list? He'd be at, I don't care the order of the list, but he'd be after LaVine. Mm-hmm. He'd be after DeMar. If he was healthy, he might be after Malik. And then you'd have a conversation with yourself of, well, is he after Keegan too? Mm. Where does Domas, what game did Domas ever, Domas had a crazy putback once. I can't even remember who it was against. And I think it was Domas. I think it was Beam Team 1 year. It was like a flip tip shot putback. Mm. That's the only like, Domas wasn't going to let us lose this game. He was like battling for the rebound. Like he was fighting.
It was the Heat game.
Okay.
It was the Heat game in Miami when DeMar missed the jump shot and he got the rebound and put it back fouling away. Yeah. Well, that was one. That is a time.
Okay.
Maybe it's not the one that you're thinking
of. Okay. I don't think that is the one. The one I'm thinking of, I think, was either last year. It might have been 2 years ago. But, like, great. He did it in Miami this year. Mm. Point is, he doesn't do that. That's a singular play. What were the 5 minutes before that like? What were the 3 minutes before that like? What were the 2 minutes before that like? No one goes, man, hey. Domas time. It's Domas time.
I'm looking at it right now. Like, boom, on this list. Anthony Edwards, Jimmy Butler, KD, Siakam, Sabonis, Giannis, Franz Wagner, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Scottie Barnes, Dame Lillard. Those guys are all getting the ball in the fourth quarter minus one, right?
Yeah.
They're all getting paid around the same per year.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I always say. Here's the thing that I always say about Domas, and I started to say about De'Aaron Fox after a little while. Hell, I said it even when I thought he was like, yo, one of the guys that you build around. Do everybody want to talk about championship and championship this, championship that, all this other stuff? You talk championship, you know, because it's not, we it's for some reason now all of a sudden in Sacramento, we thumb our nose at getting to the playoffs. All right, let's talk championship. If you want to get to a championship, you need for sure one, maybe two better players on your roster than Domas.
Mm-hmm.
That's not franchise. To your point, to what you've been saying, look at Minnesota. Do they need two better players than Anthony Edwards to get to a championship?
They don't need any better players than Anthony Edwards.
Thank you. We look at...
They need better players than Julius Randle. With all due respect, I like Julius Randle. Your number two needs to be stronger.
Yeah. Do you look at Oklahoma City? Everybody want to point towards Oklahoma City? Do they need two better players than SGA?
No.
No. The Lakers, do they need two better players than LeBron? No.
They might have gotten one. Right. Might have.
And you go down the list, and usually when you're talking about franchise, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about a guy that you need complementary players around. And when you talk about building around Domas, You can't put four Keegan Murrays around him and be like, oh, you guys are good for a championship now.
Yeah.
No, you need at least one Anthony Edwards. At least. Maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when we get into this discussion of, you know, Kevin Durant and all this other, who would you trade Domas for? I want Domas here, but I also realize he's probably got to be your third best player if you want championship. Because once again, everybody want to talk championship. He's going to have to be your third best player.
Chris Juvenal in the chat asks, going off that list about guys getting the ball in the fourth quarter, getting paid by near Domas, like how many of them are big men? Just one, two? Yeah, like Embiid, when he was healthy, he got the ball in the fourth. Anthony Davis.
I mean, I was going to say, I hate to say it. Yeah.
They get the ball.
There might be one of them tomorrow.
Hey, there's a guy in Denver.
They all get the ball. Karl Anthony Towns. They're all highest played players on their team. They all get the ball in crunch time. Domas is the only one we're talking about that doesn't.
Is that enough, Chris?
Wimby will get that. Wimby will be that type of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To be honest with you, if Chet was in a different situation, he'd probably be one of those guys. Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, for sure. I know who Chet is.
Hell, the Rockets might go to Sengun more times than the Kings would go to Sengun
on this show. Call you Bonte Caraway over here with these Sengun takes. Man. Yeah, it's
I love Domas too, like everybody else does in Sacramento, but we kind of gotta be real with who he is as well.
Mason Gregory says, okay, but why would you give Sabonis the ball in the fourth when you have DeMar, Fox, and Malik? Why are you paying Sabonis like he is one of those guys then?
I don't know. I don't hate contracts as much as everybody else does. I felt like the reason Domas got that contract that he did was the Kings wanted to make him a Sacramento King long term.
Mm-hmm.
At the time they made that deal, him and De'Aaron had just made all NBA.
Mm-hmm.
In their, I don't know, never asked, never had a conversation with him, but in my head they're thinking, we have the ability, it's a unique strategy, but we have the ability to execute this game plan and make DeMontis Sabonis a King long term.
Yeah.
Next year, De'Aaron Fox hits that all NBA again. We've got our 1-2 punch here for the foreseeable future. Keegan Murray's coming off of this stellar rookie year. Like, think about where the mentality was with this front office coming off of that Beam Team 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mentality that I think as much as we joke about how everyone hates the Kings, no one hated the Kings after that round one series. I think a lot of people thought, hey, Sacramento's got a nice little future here. Regardless of the 48 wins, regardless of the staying healthy, regardless of the fortune, all of the things that went their way that have never, ever been brought up with another basketball team again, just Sacramento. When that series ended, I think a lot of people thought, oh, we see it. And we saw that performance that number five had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got something.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely got something here. I think the front office thought that too. We know the front office thought that. That's why they didn't do much that offseason. But they locked in DeMontis Sabonis with the idea, I think, that De'Aaron Fox becomes an All-NBA player next year. Supermax eligible. We've got our group. We've got the emerging player on a rookie deal. And now we've got a chance to make a deeper run into the playoffs. That's where I think their mentality was. If the renegotiate plan with DeMontis Sabonis had happened after last season, I wonder if it would have been different. Mm.
Yeah.
If you had just played through the first 2 years and had done that ploy with him last year, would it have been different? Would it have been less? Would they have even done it? I don't know. But my feeling is they wanted him here long term. Both of them long term.
Yeah, I agree. They wanted to build around those guys. And even then, I don't know if you needed another guy better than both of them to come in. But I think you needed one at least equal to Fox if you were talking about a championship. I thought those two alone were good enough to, you know, win a round, maybe two rounds in the playoffs, max. But when you talk about championship, you needed a little bit more than those guys. And once again, we continue to say Sabonis is one of the great players in the league right now. He's a guy that if you want to be a winning team, you can do that with a Domantas Sabonis. But I just think we got to be real about who he is. Like, he's not one of those go-to guys. That's just not who he is. Yeah. That doesn't mean you don't need him or he's not effective or nothing like that. He's just not one of those go-to guys. That's not his strong suit. When the game gets tight, it's going to be somebody else that's going to go shot for shot, mm-hmm. play for play mm-hmm. with one of those other franchise guys.
Yeah.
That's all.
Man, TC really sparked the conversation. This all started with Zion Williamson.
Shout out, TC. Shout out to my boy.
So, yeah, I'd take Zion. What?
So I just asked one of the homies. I guess you guys will be able to decipher it. But I asked him off air. I said, hey, what's the Kings record when DeMar DeRozan shoots 18 plus times? And he responded, no clue.
What? Who did you text that?
Will? Who would I
ask? Will?
Shut up, Will. Sick of you.
I love that Will just said the hell with you.
Yeah. I'm not your stat boy, Kenny, okay?
I love that.
That's right, Will.
I love that.
Will. Oh, no, I had a question. I went to the one guy who I thought would be able to answer it.
Will was just...
He said, no clue.
Wait, no, wait a minute. Did you text the wrong Will?
Will, did you text?
Did you text the wrong Will?
Hey, you know...
You're an idiot, dude. I can't deal with you. Oh, my Get gosh. Out. Get out. Yeah, Get out.
Lap, bro.
Get
don't
out.
Take a lap.
No. Hey, seriously. No. Take an actual lap.
You know who it is? You know... It's our boy who told us about the Jazz 2 years ago.
Oh, for God's sake.
Bro, just go, man. And I'll let you know when to stop. Like, it's one of those. I'll let you know when to stop.
Oh, man.
Dude's like, wow, great to hear from Kenny. It's a random-ass question, though.
I was like...
Oh, man.
And my favorite part is I'm thinking Will Z would never respond to me that way. That's hilarious. Will's team D-Lo. He was like, the hell
Will's
with KC. Yeah. Kenny just sending random Will's messages.
The hell's this got to do with me? I'm a Jazz fan.
Oh, man.
No, seriously, bro. Take a lap. Like an actual physical lap.
Go to Complex's office and pack.
Go count all the new cars outside.
I'm going. That was a problem again today. Settle down.
Yeah, walk it off.
I'm out of here, man.
Walk it off. Goodness gracious. Man out here in jeans and a button down like he got somewhere to go. Just texting. Hey, if you're Will and you're in KC's phone, watch out.
How does that even happen in this day and age?
Kenny's like, hey, don't. And I love that Will Z has the number. Don't text and do the show. It's like texting and driving. Goodness gracious. Well, random Will doesn't know the answer, but no, Will Z knows the answer. The Sacramento Kings are 19-17 when DeMar DeRozan shoots 18-plus times. Man. No, it's... He's taking an actual physical lap.
Yeah, no, he went and dapped up everybody who was standing over there by Charlie's desk.
No, as he should. He needs what to happened? Just make his way around. So he's trying to find out what the Kings record is when DeMar DeRozan shoots the ball 18 plus times.
Okay.
Who do you text for that information? You text Will Z.
Of course, willzstats.com.
Right, absolutely. What's Kenny
Sports
do?
Sports Illustrated.
He texts a random guy named Will. Yeah.
Lap,
no, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a seat.
Yeah. Took my lap.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Will Z has your answer, by the way. The answer is 19-17 when DeMar shoots 18 plus times.
You mean?
It took him 5 seconds to get that for you. You could have just said it on the show.
Well, I didn't know what he was doing, so I was just like, whenever he gets to it, he gets to it.
Now the poor guy, Will, is wondering, what the hell?
What was your reaction to thinking Will Z was just like, yeah, to hell with
it's like, damn, who else am I supposed to ask? Well, not this Will.
I really love that Will Z, you thought Will Z told you to go to hell.
Did you text the other person back too? Like, hey, sorry about that
I'm
wrong
about
number.
To text him right now, man. I'm about to text him right now because that's my boy too. That's my boy.
Shout out Will at Southwest. Man. All right, so the answer is 19 and 17, by the way. Was that what you expected?
Really, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Well, there's
curious.
A lot you haven't known the last 3 minutes. But
I was just curious to see what it would be. Because I was looking earlier in the season when he was taking around that, and they were winning a lot of games. And then when he wouldn't take a lot of shots, it was a loss. It coincided with a loss. So I was like, I wonder if that was just a coincidence.
I feel like he's pretty consistent in his volume. Like, he had that stretch, just for no reason, I'll call it the Mike Brown stretch, where he didn't shoot as much. Let's see, I got Basketball Reference. If I go to field goal attempts, what game is that? That man shot 2 times.
What?
Well, that's a Mike Brown game.
He got hurt.
Yeah, that was the one.
Phoenix,
that's right. He got hurt. Yeah. He shot, let's see, December 22nd, 7 times, 5 days before Mike Brown was fired.
What's that Portland game? What's that Portland game look like? Christmas? I mean, Thanksgiving.
That's not Thanksgiving. There's a Portland game on the 27th of a couple days ago where he shot 6 of 10.
A couple days.
March 27th.
Okay.
What you're asking for the other?
It's Portland. The day after Thanksgiving, like 11/28 or something like that. At Portland, they lost.
It's whatever it is. It's probably not as bad as you think. Because I'm making my way down the list and I don't see Portland a second time.
Okay, I got you.
But yeah, he shot the Mike Brown, Doug Christie, Doug, Mike Brown. It's probably not as bad as we thought. I think the one that just really stands out is that Indiana game where he was 1-7 and the team was, they were not playing.
The Brooklyn game. I was there for that one. That was bad.
7 of 11.
He shot 7 of 11.
Well, they won in that Brooklyn game.
No, I'm at home where they lost.
Yeah, that was at Brooklyn. Whatever it is, it's more than 13 times.
Gotcha.
Maybe it's not as bad as we thought it was. Yeah, we'll go to break.
See what happens when I don't have us go to break. See?
Well, you're right.
Showing for a loop.
Need Kenny to drive the show. Boy, Kenny, I thought Kenny Smith was going to join us. No, he just texts some random guy named Kenny. Steelo and KC on
Kenny Albert instead.
Yeah, great. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, Trista Crick going to join us here in just a few minutes. Lots to talk to her about. Let's hear a little bit from Doug Christie at practice today, courtesy of he is still currently Sean Cunningham, as he, by all accounts, still works for Fox 40. We will soon refer to him as Redacted Cunningham of that other TV station. Here's Doug Christie. Nope, that's just basketballs bouncing and clapping.
Before I took the job of coaching.
Does that worry you?
Not at all.
Doug looked like you about to cuss.
I'd rather be good at coaching than golfing. Yeah.
I know you don't want to think about golf at a time like this, but I mean, just when you think about just what lies ahead for you guys and so much uncertainty, you've been in plenty of win or go home moments. How do you feel like that scenario plays for your team?
I mean, more than anything, I think you embrace the moment and enjoy it. Like, you know, because if you don't, all the other things they go against you. It's the ability to get stiff and tight and all these things that we're not about. So I want them to have fun, be serious about what we're doing, pay attention to detail, all those different things, but at the same time, come out here and have fun, put on the show.
Tell your team to quiet down, Doug.
You have postseason experience as a coach, but even as a player, how much do you draw back on those previous experiences when you were playing and try to implement different things that helped you with this group?
I think a lot of that comes into play because if players haven't experienced it, you talk to them about it. Certain scenarios you talk about. So all that different stuff comes into play. Sometimes, you know, like practice-wise, you might understand how it comes into play. During the game, you don't really know when and how it's going to come into play sometimes. It's just little things that you might see and you're able to help help one of your players with. And then even teammate to teammate, you know, encourage them to, if you've been in moments before, explain to them the value of it and valuing the basketball and all those different things. It's all those experiences, this is what it's all about.
This is like one of those instances where you, like Jay Crowder, for example, a lot of playoff experience, kind of lean on those guys to try to share with his teammates.
Definitely. You talk to a guy who has a lot of experience because those moments inside of them, you're trying to do the right thing. They can become big in the moment, but then when you break it down, it's just basketball. So you just want to, are there some different things that I should look for, different cues and stuff? And that's really the type of stuff that you're sharing with the players. But at the same time, when it goes peer to peer, it is always big. It's always big.
Now, as a player, I threw about three flags on Doug on that one, man. I'm going to let Coach slide. Just getting a little comfortable there, DC.
It's always what?
Man. Close there, Doug. Close there. We'll hear more from Doug Christie and DeMar DeRozan later on in the show. But the guys did practice. The guys practiced yesterday as well ahead of the play-in game. Tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks. We'll talk a lot about that as the show rolls along. Also, what player has the most to prove this postseason? I think there's a fascinating discussion to be had with that. WNBA draft was last night. Paige Beckers goes first. No surprise there. She's headed to the Dallas Wings. I did get caught up this morning watching film of, I call it film, it was highlight reels of Dominic Malonga, 6'6", France, by all accounts, a massive star. I thought it was lazy. I kept seeing, you know, the female Wimby, the girl Wimby. I was like, all right, dude, they're French, they're tall, like, I get it. And then you watch her play and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see why you guys are doing this. Holy crap.
France got it popping.
No, she's legit. I don't know who the Valkyries drafted.
Well,
I practiced this morning, and I knew as soon as, okay, I said it, and then I knew it. I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this during the show. I don't know how to say the young lady's name. I don't know who this young lady is.
Yeah.
She's from Lithuania. I don't know who she is. And then I read, I don't really know if this is the direction you want to go after your first draft ever. They go, yeah, we're not really looking for the face of the franchise yet.
Okay.
All right, man. Like, that's okay. You don't have to be looking for the face of the franchise. That's just a really odd thing to say in your post-draft press conference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.